Good evening, Gypsy One. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Wolf 50 Legal Shield conference call. What an absolutely exciting call we have lined up for you guys tonight. But before we get started, I would like to remind you guys that the registration is now open. The room block that we have at the Gaylord Texan for later this summer, the only event of the Morse 15 throughout for the rest of the year will be this summer, July 24th through the 26th at the Gaylord Texan Resort. You guys need to go to our team website, which is moresuccessteam.com. Go to moresuccessteam.com, and you can go ahead and reserve your room space there. And you need to register for the event. There's two different things. I noticed this past week some of you guys opened your room, but you need to register for the event, or you registered for the event, and you need to go ahead and reserve your room space. All you're doing is reserving your room space now. You do need to go ahead and register for the event. Through the end of this month, guys, the cost of the event itself is $99. $99 through the end of April. After April, it is going up to $149. So now is the time to get registered. Now is the time to get your room space reserved, because that space is limited and it is filling up very, very quickly. So, don't procrastinate. Take time out tonight at the end of the call. Jump online. Go to moresuccessteam.com and get those things knocked out. We're going to be doing a lot of events around the event. We're really excited for it. We're looking forward to it. We can't wait for it to get here soon enough. But some special things we're doing, we're going to have the first annual Morse Success Team Golf Scramble the Thursday of when we kick off the event that Thursday. If you have any interest whatsoever about you're one of your team members that want to play golf, I need to know this week. So text me or email me, Jeremy Moore at LegalShieldAssociate.com, or send me a text or call the office or whatnot. But I need to know this week if you're going to participate in the golf scramble, as well as we're going to the Texas Rangers versus the Oakland Athletics baseball game on Friday night. If you guys have any interest in participating in either or of those events and you haven't already registered for them, I need to know this week so we can make the arrangements, make sure we have enough space, and so forth and so on. So if you guys can let me know this week, I'd greatly appreciate it. Like I said, this is going to be an absolutely game-changing event. We have the biggest and the best right here on our Morse Success Team. They'll be training from the stage. We don't have just the top producers on the team. They're going to be pulling their hearts and souls into you guys. But with some of the top producers in all Legal Shield, and they haven't just done it for 6 months or a year. I'm talking people that have been consistently the top producers in the entire company for decades now. So they're going to be sharing with you. We don't have just the top recruiters on the team, but some of the top recruiters in all of Legal Shield on the Morse Success Team. They didn't just do it last year or the year before that. They've been doing it year in and year out, year in and year out for years after years after years. They're going to be sharing their techniques, what they do to build their organizations, to market memberships, to grow your businesses. And like I said, absolutely game-changing event. You need to be there. You must be there. It is it's absolutely essential to the success of your business that you attend this event. July 24th through the 26th. Don't procrastinate. I know the space is filling up rapidly. Many of you guys have already done it. You've gotten your teams on board. But really, this week, tonight, make a concerted effort. Go to moresuccessteam.com and get registered tonight. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic event. And with that, we're going to get things kicked right off tonight. Let's go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner, Platinum Executive Director, but the most important thing is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. You know, I want to remind everyone that tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. You know, Jeremy, I'm really excited about the upcoming Morse Success Team annual retreat. The Gaylord Texan Resort is a 5-star resort. We've actually stayed there once before with our team. They have incredible golf there at the Dallas Cowboy Golf Club. I'm looking forward to that, and, of course, the Texas Rangers baseball game. But during the next couple of months, we're going to be hearing from several of our incredible trainers that are actually going to be training at that event from time to time. During the next couple of months, we're going to be we'll be featuring some of those trainers on our Monday night call, and that's going to be very, very special. But now to introduce tonight's very special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner. He's a Platinum 5 executive director and the leader of our More Success team now for over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Is Mr. Humes on the call?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, sounds great. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm very honored. First of all, talking about our retreat, Mr. Rip Mason will be at our banquet. He will be our guest speaker at the banquet. So I thought I'd just throw that in. Jeremy and him did such an outstanding job. You know, this next gentleman has lots of accolades, $500,000 ring earner, performance club consistently, Power 20 consistently, Millionaire Club member, platinum jacket earner, platinum four. Received the $10,000 and a $25,000 bonus. But, you know, all of those are great, and I like to hear them. But he also has a philosophy that we have, putting God first, his family next, and he's a great father, has a beautiful, beautiful daughter that he's raising, and then putting Legal Shield third. And we believe we put that there, and it's my honor also to call him a very dear friend. I'll tell you a story about him. He actually got another air flight once when I was ill and in the hospital, and stopped by with another gentleman to pray for me. I've always been indebted to him for that. My gratitude is beyond reproach for that. My friend, your friend, a great motivator, a great producer, a great human being, Mr. Mike Hughes.
Yes, sir. Mr. Moore, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you good, Mike. Go right ahead. Take your liberty.
Awesome. Well, listen, I so appreciate the introduction and the opportunity to be on this call. It's such an honor for me to be invited on this call. I guess let me figure out which one of these devices I'm going to use. These won't stop syncing, so I guess I'll use this. But it's an honor for me to be on this call, one, to hear not only Jeremy, but then Randy and now yourself all speaking on the call. It's just surreal, I'm sure, for your team and for those who may be brand new to Legal Shield to say, my gosh, I literally can be able to build a business and pass it down generation to generation. And it's such a blessing, one, for us as a company to be able to have you all as a family, being able to be Millionaire Club member after Millionaire Club member after Millionaire Club member. And I know it's definitely something that your team definitely takes seriously. And I tell you what, I may sneak into that event at the Gaylord. That's one of my favorite locations. So you may even have me out there. So I'm excited to hear about your team event. But I won't keep you guys long. I'm honored to be on this call. For those who I've never met, again, my name is Mike Humes, and I've been with Legal Shield now for over a decade, and it's almost hard to believe that I've been with Legal Shield since my early 20s when I initially saw this company. I was a mailman by trade. I had done that for about 4 years at the time, and really had decided that either I was going to settle in and that was going to be my career for the next 30, 40 years, or I was going to find an opportunity that could literally change my life, and I was going to apply everything I had to it, and I was going to run with it. And I grew up in Washington, D.C. I live right outside of Washington, D.C. now in the suburbs in Maryland. And as Mr. Moore mentioned, I'm a single dad. I have a beautiful 13-year-old, soon-to-be 14-year-old princess here at home. She's not happy. She's doing dishes right now. So she's a teenager. But, you know, it's just a tremendous blessing to be a stay-at-home dad and a full-time dad. And I owe it all to Legal Shield. I owe it all to the fact that I found the right opportunity just like you did. I found it at the right time just like you did. Whether you've been in a decade like myself or so, or whether you just got started last week, you couldn't have gotten started at a better time. And I say that because timing is really up to you. It's your time. And so definitely take full advantage of Legal Shield and all that it has to offer. And for those who were at our international conference that just took place a few weeks ago, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You couldn't be with a company that's growing any faster, that's moving, that has the right people in place than you are with Legal Shield. But let me just take you back to my story again. I started as a mailman, and I really was kind of rough around the edges. I was looking for an opportunity. I tried a few different things in my past, and so when Legal Shield came along, I brushed it off. And I brushed it off for more than one reason. One, because I delivered mail in Washington, D.C. in a very affluent area of the nation's capital, Georgetown, if you will, if you're familiar with that. And lawyers there charge $500 to $1,000 an hour. So when a coworker tried to explain Legal Shield to me, I totally cut him off. I blew him away at the fact that I could have access to lawyers for as little as a dollar a day. I just didn't see how that could be possible when every day I saw folks scrambling to come up with thousands of dollars to pay Kaufman and Associates, McFadden, Evans and Field, Howery and Simon. I mean, the list goes on and on to the lawyers I delivered mail to on a daily basis, 6 days a week. And so based on that, I really blew Legal Shield away. I just figured it was something that wasn't for me, and I didn't really think it was real. 2 years later, I was introduced to it again, and I tell you what, I was smart enough to sit down and evaluate the company. And at that time, I saw something that everyone needed and no one had. I saw a service that I could benefit from. My mom was going to pay $1,000 at the time to get her will done. And Legal Shield, obviously, as we know, that comes standard with our plan. So I told her, hey, Mom, you should try this service out. I'm looking at the opportunity. But if it offers a will, hey, just get it and try it out at least. And she told a bunch of friends about it. And actually, she went back and told the whole Ever Ready Club at Mount Airy Baptist Church about it. And literally my first month, I earned $5,000 without taking a day off from work to do it, just from promoting the phenomenal Legal Shield service, just from utilizing the service myself when I had a simple dispute with the cleaners that ruined $400 worth of my clothes. And just based on the outcome of that, how Legal Shield stepped in right away and was able to give me a $400 check from the owner of that cleaners who simply said, Mike, we apologize, but after speaking to my attorney, said, Mr. Humes, come pick up your check. I was Mike just the day before. I told people about it, and I was excited. And that was the birth of me launching my Legal Shield business and telling a ton of people about it, and they also decided to get started. So here I am, a disgruntled mailman. I spent time in college, 5 years in college, left school a sophomore, so I wasn't the brightest guy out there. But here I am, able to finally found an opportunity where, as Mr. Moore said, I was able to put God first. I truly believe this is such a blessing to other people with this company. I was able to serve my family. My mom got her will done, and I saw an opportunity where I could literally go from living from paycheck to paycheck to finally paycheck to savings and then savings to assets. And that was something we all look for. And I saw where it wasn't going to just be something part-time, but eventually this could turn into a career for me. And that led to finances. And so I really ran with the company, even with my limited schedule, even working 6 days a week, 65, 70 hours a week. I still put in the effort to be able to really build a business that has now paid me millions of dollars from home. And it's, again, it's surreal to be able to have the time freedom where a day like Easter Monday, I wasn't delivering mail or I wasn't at work like I would have normally have been if it wasn't for this opportunity. But there were three things, and only three things, that I held on to in the very beginning that I kind of resolved that I was going to build my business around. And they were questions I had to ask myself, and I'm going to ask you these same questions. And I just challenge you to write them down, so that way you can go back and you can really revisit them and revise them, if you will, as you go. And the first question was, Mike, what are your real wants and reasons? What is it that drives you? What's your reason why? We hear it said all the time, if your why is strong enough, it'll conquer anyhow, meaning you'll figure out how to do something as long as you know why you're doing it. And in the early stages of building my business, it was my mom. She had worked 32 years for the electric company in Washington, D.C., to retire and start living out of her savings. And I just felt that wasn't fair. I felt that she had worked hard enough to raise my sister and I that I should be in a position, even in my early 20s, that I should be able to supplement her income. Well, I couldn't do it. I bought my first house at 21. I was struggling to pay my bills, and so I needed an opportunity to do that. So she was my initial reason for building Legal Shield. She had introduced me to the gentleman who became my best friend later on in life, that being Darnell Self, our principal network advisor. And that's kind of how I got started in the industry, just based on her saying, I want you to meet this nice young man. And it's funny because she is calling me right now. So I apologize if my line is clicking. That's her. She must can tell I'm talking about her. It was interesting because I wanted to retire. I wanted to put her in a position where she didn't have to go back to work when she was retiring during that time frame. So that was something that kept me up at night. It's amazing we live in a society where a single parent can raise 2, 3, or 4 children, and those same 2, 3, or 4 children can't retire that single parent. And I just didn't want that to be her story. So decide what your wants and reasons are. Mr. Moore mentioned me as a single father. May 15, 2000, when my daughter was born, I resolved at that point I wanted to be 100% committed to being in her life. My father passed away when I was 15. And even up until that point, he wasn't in my life the way he should have been. And so I resolved that that was not going to be Michaela's story, that I was going to be there, that I was going to be a part of everything that she was a part of. And Legal Shield has allowed me to do that. I'm the vice chair on the board of directors at the Christian school she attends. I have been for the last 4 years. She says, "Dad, you go on more field trips than I do." Just met with the principal today, just about a walk-a-thon that we're planning. Spoke to her homeroom teacher today, who's also an associate. And so my point is, Legal Shield has put me in a position where my wants and reasons, I had to work for them, but they came to fruition. I said I wanted to be wholeheartedly involved in her life. Now, what drives you? What are your wants and reasons? What keeps you up at night? What brings tears to your eyes when you think about it? What is it that you know is inside of you, that still small voice that continues to tell you that, hey, you've got to do more. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. And those are the things that drove me when the going got tough. So my wants and reasons were strong. They were my mom, and they were my daughter. And, of course, it continually has grown since then. But I challenge you to start with those wants and reasons, because when, you know, personal development is to the side, when the mores are no longer right there in your ear to say, hey, do this, do that, hey, yeah, and encouraging you, when they're not around, it meaning, you know, my sponsor's not with me right now. He's at his home or he's somewhere. I think he was on the plane earlier today. I don't need Darnell Self in my ear to encourage me to be the best dad I could be or to be the best son I could be. My point is, when people aren't looking, that's when you know your wants and reasons must drive you. The second thing is, what are you willing to give up in order to go up? And I'll tell you, I'm a sports fanatic. I've always been a sports fanatic. I always joke with Jeremy. I live vicariously through him and his boys because I have a daughter, you know, and his sons get to play baseball. And I'm always asking, hey, how they doing? What season are they in now? What sport are they playing now? I've always been that person who just knew I'd have a son and I'd be able to be out there and follow in my footsteps of playing football and basketball, and obviously that's just not how it turned out. But I had to give up, not my love for sports, but I had to give up short-term being a part of all the little teams that I played for the Post Office League and all those things. I had to give up knowing who was winning every game. I know the NBA playoffs are going on right now, and, you know, you would have been hard-pressed back in the day to get me on a conference call while the playoffs were on. That just, it was as if I played. It was as if I was getting paid to watch the games as much as the athletes were getting paid to play the game. And it's amazing because, you know, we'll sit right in front of that television, and it'll do just that. It'll tell us a vision of how others are living their lives. And so I had to give up that short-term so that I could have everything I wanted long-term. The average American works over 40 hours a week, but they still find 30 hours a week to spend sitting in front of a television doing exactly as I just mentioned, telling them a vision of how others are living. Their dreams have become our reality because we sit back and we just watch them over and over. And so I had to give that up short term. I had to understand that, you know what, I didn't need to know every statistic or who won every game, but I needed to focus on my wants and reasons and let them drive me toward the goals that I had set forth for myself. So there are some things that you have to give up in order to go up. And again, it may be a short term. Maybe it's just giving it up over the next few months as you lead into your team event this summer, right? Maybe it's just a 90-day run between now and then, or a little over, about 90 days now, between now and that event that you want to plan to say, you know what am I going to limit? Maybe it's turning the radio off in the car. Maybe it's putting in, you know, Success 321 by Nick Serber, or Attitude by Dave Zavolo, or the 10 Core Commitments by yours truly. Whatever it is, you've got to decide to listen to it. Change Starts With You by Darnell Self. So many different phenomenal tools that you want to apply and go over day after day after day, so that you can give those things up short term so you can have what you want long term. Let me tell you what I gave up most importantly. I gave up my victim's mentality. I realized after really getting involved in Legal Shield and being around so many successful people who were very transparent in terms of the things that they had to go and grow through in order to be successful, I realized that I was hooked on pain. I realized that I didn't expect my guests to show up. I didn't expect to be successful. And you attract success. What you expect happens. And so, again, I had to decide that that was something that I was going to have to work on in order to have those things that I said that I wanted, in order to be the son that I wanted to be, in order to be the dad that I wanted to be. So, again, let's recap. First, what are your wants and reasons? Second, what are you willing to give up in order to go up? So I gave up several things short-term so that I could have everything I wanted long-term. And lastly, who are you willing to associate and disassociate with? And the toughest one for me was really to disassociate or limit my associations with people who weren't going and growing in the direction that I wanted. That was a tough thing for me because, again, I grew up in an environment you know, where, again, it was I had a core group of friends. You know, we all have that, those friends and people that we grow up with, and we all kind of think that you can't develop friends as adults, and that's just a lie. You know, you can become great friends with people like I have with Darnell South. He's been my best friend for the last 18 years, but guess what? We met as adults, and many of the people who I thought were my friends really weren't so much my friends. They really didn't have my best interest at hand as I started to work on me, and some of you have found that out because some of the people you just knew would get started in Legal Shield, they haven't. And some of the people you just knew wouldn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole, they're on this call along with you now. So you just never know who this opportunity is going to appeal to. But what I found is that I was going to have to limit my associations along with that victim's mentality to really get to where I needed to go. There were some folks that I had to separate from my vision. I had to resolve, and I had to really understand that either someone was stretching my vision or they were choking my dream. And there was no in-between. They're either stretching your vision or choking your dream. And you've got to decide who is for you on this journey and who's not. You've got to be able to limit some associations along your way to success, specifically over the next 90 days as you run into your team event. I mean, when you get to that team event, when you get around the people, your family, if you will, because that's what our team events are, they're family. It's when you come together as a group and you get to see people who are going and growing again in the direction you are. You want to say that you sacrificed, that you gave up something over the last 90 days so that you can hit that position that you desire, so you can take advantage of helping someone with the iPad Air promotion that Legal Shield has in place, someone to become Performance Club qualified. There's no greater joy than when I receive that text or that call from an associate who just received their BMW. I just got that text a couple days ago with the pictures of a brand-new 545 BMW with one of my associates in South Carolina. I love the fact that Legal Shield puts us in a position where we can help change lives for families, not just financially, but even bringing parents home so they can spend more time with their family, because we all know that once yesterday's gone, it's gone forever. You can never get that time back. And so this is why it's so important for us to build our business as hard as we can, as strong as we can, and that we make a decision that we're not going to allow others to control our destiny any longer. You know, I had to tell myself years ago that my day job was no longer my destiny, but I had to focus on going to work on me. Personal development was a huge key to that, but calls like this were even bigger because I got a chance to hear from others, as you do every Monday night, 9 p.m. Central Time, to be able to plug in and hear story after story from folks who signed up just like you, who did the exact same things that you're looking to do, and they've had massive success, which means, guess what, you can too. It means success is on the other side of your comfort zone. But you've got to decide what your wants and reasons are. You've got to make a decision that you're going to give up some things in order to go up and get to the desired level, that the profiles of success for you next year is not just a wish or a dream. It's a reality, because you're going to put in the work to position yourself to be there, or you're going to help someone else get there so they can move out of the way so you can get there even faster. And most importantly, you're going to decide who you're going to associate and even disassociate or limit some associations with so that you can accomplish the goals and dreams you set forth for yourself. So listen, it's an honor to be on this call this evening. I don't want to take up the majority of the call, but I'm so honored anytime I get a chance to speak to Kim Moore. As a matter of fact, I joke with him in the green room. I say, hey, when are you going to have me on your call again? And, you know, so it's an honor to be on this call and to be amongst such great team members and family members and to be a part of a company that truly is one band, one sound. And so if there's anything I can do to assist you guys in becoming or getting to the next level, I'm definitely here, and I appreciate the opportunity. So, Mr. Moore, sir, thank you so much. Appreciate you, and definitely look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
Michael, you are certainly an inspiration. I'm so proud to be associated with a young man like you. You know, older guys like me and Harlan and everything will pretty soon play out, but it's people like you and Jeremy and Randy and Tony Barkley and so many others on this call tonight. It's going to keep this thing going for ages and ages and ages. I think you're like, I look and I dream and I think and I pray and I think, Lord, when I'm laid in the grave, years down the road, my lineage will go on to my sons, my grandsons, my great-grandsons, because as long as this stays on the books, it's going to pay out. As long as there's new people coming in, there's going to be new businesses going in. And I think that gets me, after 30 years, it gets me excited. You know, my wife and I, we're country folks. She's got a saying, you can't win if you don't play the game. She says, honey, you got to run. I was running with some people, but very successful. Then I got to running with some losers. When you run with losers, you're going to become a loser. When you run with winners, you're going to become a winner. So I would encourage everybody, run with the runners and do with the doers. But this is it. Go for it. Would you not say so, Mike?
Yeah, yes, sir, absolutely. You said it. You know, Donnell Self used to always tell me, hey, if you're home with 9 broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th broke friend. So it's the complete opposite of what you said, and that was the road I was on before partaking in Legal Shield, and that's why it was nothing for us to miss a flight to come and see you and pray with you. And how long has that been? That's been, what, 14 years ago, and I can't imagine these last 14 years without you and the friendship of not just you but Randy and Jeremy, of course, and it's just a tremendous blessing to be a part of a company where you get a chance to see your future. I get a chance to see not only the lifestyle but the type of person I want to become just by associating with you and so many tremendous leaders that we have here with Legal Shield. So I appreciate
it. We honor you that way. Your Jeremy may want to say a word, Mike, before you get off. You have another minute. Randy?
Absolutely.
Mr. Hume, you're one of my favorite associates in all of Legal Shield. You know, you always have a smile on your face, and you're a favorite of many in Legal Shield. But we've got a few of our top executive directors on the call tonight that may have a question or comment. Have you got just a minute?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let's go straight to South Carolina, talking about Mr. Tony Barkley. Tony, are you on?
That I am. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate it. I do have a question and comment for the great Mike Humes. But before I do that, you know, this coming Wednesday, you know, speaking of history, if you will, this coming Wednesday, 70-plus years ago, a special event happened. It turned out that 70-plus years ago, there were some cells, if you will, trying to penetrate a woman's egg. And one cell won. One sperm cell won. And that sperm cell was Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Ken Moore, I want to be the first to wish you a happy birthday ahead of everybody. You know what I think about you. So we love you, sir, and happy birthday ahead of time. And we pray that you have many more.
Thank you, Tony. I'm only 78, so.
Oh, gracious. That's awesome, man. We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mike Humes, listen, this is Tony Barkley, South Carolina. First of all, man, I want to thank you for that great training that you conducted here in Charleston with the coins. I have to tell you, our team came back energized, educated, fired up, as I'm sure they will after this call. So we again appreciate that and all that you've done. Here's a question I have for you real quickly. And I assume that you were very committed, coachable, and loyal, what I call being CCL, committed, coachable, to Mr. Self and Mr. Carruthers and the goals they had set up in the Maryland and nationwide, for that matter. But the question is, can you tell or share with the team why it's important to connect to their upline or their executive director upline coaching and how, in fact, it might benefit them later on down the road? Because obviously you're a splitting image on what that might turn out to be. Can you share some information on that?
Yeah, obviously, if they're on the call and they get a chance to not only hear from the upline executive, but their upline ring earners and upline million and club members and platinums, I mean, I'm on this call right now. And my team call is going on at the exact same time. And the reason why I could be on this call right now is simply because there's someone else on the team that's carrying down, holding down the fort, if you will, on our team call, which is the exact same time. So although I'll have to listen to the replay, I know I'm going to receive text messages from the organization or from folks who are saying, man, that was amazing, that was great, you know, just getting a chance to hear from, you know, Burke Calhoun was phenomenal or Mr. Self was phenomenal or whomever's hosting our team call. And so I've always stayed close to the fire, and obviously, it's a little difficult for me not to working with Donnell Self the way we have, but I try to be the spitting image of who he is. I mean, we created this team together, so it wasn't as if it was one person that did it. And so there's no leader of our team. We're just all a part of the team. So, yeah, it's definitely important. But let me also say this. I always act as if I was sponsored by the company. So that way, if I couldn't reach him to assist me, I knew that I could go to the company and get the right information. I knew that I was not a dependent associate, but an independent associate. So I could go and find out where the meetings were in other parts of the country. Now, so I was doing the exact same things he was doing, and those are the things that we taught. Now, one thing that a philosophy that I held on to is there really isn't any right or wrong. There are only consequences in terms of building your business. And so you want to make sure that, you know, you have the right consequences when it comes to that, because what you do is going to duplicate, be it right or wrong. And so I was just on the phone with a new associate leading up to this call for about 30 minutes leading up to this call. We were going over. She had just signed up her first new associate, and she was saying, hey, I just want to make sure that everything's in place, because she has about 6 or 7 other people who are ready to launch their business. We did a private conference call. And based on that, I said, hey, everything I did with you is what you're going to be able to do with them. You're going to be able to plug them into the call. So although I'm on this call, guess what? She's on that call, so is her new associate. You know, to be able to go to LegalShield.com/start, to be able to listen to the CDs, to be able to set up a private conference call. So it's so important. One, as leaders, when we're systemic, our team duplicates us by being systemic. Now, will everybody do that? Absolutely not. I mean, of course, this is a volunteer army, so it never works out that way. But it's our job to make sure that we're leading them in a way, that we're leading them to the source of their own power. We're really sitting down with them and finding out what their wants and reasons are, which is why I trained on that. Because when you can identify that core reason why someone signed up, and you can remind them of the importance of sticking to that and holding on to that. Hey, if you really want to be able to retire your mom, this is what the other leaders have done to be able to put themselves in that position. When I can go back and I can say those things to someone who says that they want the same things that, you know, want what they told me they wanted, then, of course, it leads to success. So hopefully that helps you out, and it helps them out as well for those who are listening in.
Appreciate it, Mr. Hems.
All right,
yes,
Mr.
Sir.
Barkley, thank you very much. Mr. Humes, I appreciate your time tonight. I know you're a very busy man. We won't hold you any longer, but I want to thank you once again for being our special guest speaker tonight, for your friendship and your leadership, and just always being the things that you do on stage, the training tapes that you've done. It's just wonderful that you're the type of person you are, and I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you.
Well, Randy, I appreciate you as well. You know, I'm following in your footsteps. You know, it's not just taking my daughter on trips, but at some point I want to do what you're doing and be able to take my grandchildren on trips and just be able to enjoy the lifestyle of Legal Shield. So I appreciate you more than I could tell you, you and your family. And thanks again for the opportunity to be on the call.
God bless, my friend.
God bless you as well. You'll take care.
Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Randy, I was going to have another time or two speak tonight, but the call's really over at this time. I think it's been an absolutely magnificent call. I want to encourage people again, as Jeremy said earlier, when you get off here tonight, get on, register for the team event. You just heard how important it is. It's important to your future. It's important to all of us who work together as a team. This is a great time for that. Register for your rooms, register for the event. And with that, I'd like to say, keep putting God first. Family second, God first, family second, and Legal Shield third. And I love you, I appreciate you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.